Hello and welcome to a Thursday edition of Planet Waves TV. I'm Eric Francis Coppolino, author of Planet Waves and host of Planet Waves FM on Pacifica Radio, here with a little update about the astrology and also some info about what I've got for you this week. Planet Waves subscribers today received the monthly horoscope for May 2024. That's the extended horoscope. It's about 270 words per sign, by which I mean it's a little essay for your sign and your rising sign. Not too long, not too short, just enough to give you some real thoughtful, in-depth analysis of what your astrology for the month is about. This is astrology for non-believers, people who are not interested in it, or who are, but it is designed to work for non-believers who are just interested in good writing and good spiritual and psychological analysis. So it's designed a little bit for everyone. It works for sun, rising, and relationship-related astrology. Okay, so today, and then there's an article also, and the article looks at Sedna entering Gemini. That happens on Sunday. We got a little bit of Sedna in Gemini last year, but really we haven't had Sedna in Gemini for 11,000 years since there were glaciers piled high above the place where I'm sitting. And so this is a special and rare moment. We do not have a lot of experience with Sedna, and it's been in Taurus since 1966. So that is significant. It is the kind of last holdout of 1960s astrology. As the Eagle said, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. That was a comment about the 1960s. But finally, something is leaving and entering Gemini, and that is a whole new era. And my discussion in the article is about the mental environment, the highly sensitive mental environment that is being largely seized by the digital and artificial intelligence environments, which are kind of showing up for us as these omnipotent, omniscient things that are swallowing consciousness, swallowing the senses and the emotional realm, and kind of converting us into robots faster than these things are becoming like robots. And I think the bottom line, when we're in the midst of a technological revolution like this, and this is a particularly perilous one because it is so all-encompassing, it is so overwhelming, is that you have to stay awake at the switch and stay creative and stay involved in your feeling life and your sensory life and your relational life and be a creator in the media environment rather than merely a consumer. Most of the dangers are for consumers and those who take the environment passively. The ones who contribute are going to do somewhat better, but many of them are not conscious of what they're doing. That does not necessarily fully count against them. But the more actively you contribute, the more you participate as someone who gives, the better you're going to do, the better you're going to feel, the more you're going to understand the environment that you are in. And I associate this with Sedna in Gemini, and then at the end of the article, I bring in Pluto in Aquarius. That's a perfect trine. That trine's going to be exact in late summer, late summer 2024 Northern Hemisphere, late winter 2024 for Southern Hemisphere. And that Pluto bit represents a change in the cultural mental environment. So Gemini is much closer to home. All the photos in the article are all taken within one block of my house as a little tip of the hat to Gemini. And the Aquarius environment spreads out a little bit more. It more reaches into the social climate of society, but they are very related, influencing each other and playing off of one another. Okay, so speaking of Mercury and Gemini, Mercury stationed direct this morning at about 9:55, 9:58, what time? A little before 9 in the morning, Eastern Daylight Time. So that really wild Mercury retrograde is over. Part of why the Mercury retrograde was so wild is that it contained the 4-8 total solar eclipse that many of you saw, and also contained the conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus. So big events in Aries, series of big events in Aries, a big event in Taurus, and now the action moves into the air signs. Jupiter will go into Gemini a little bit later in May. I think at the end, do I have that chart here? I might have that chart here. I just want to show you this in case anyone thinks that, which you don't, that I just make up the horoscopes out of whole cloth. This is the set of charts I'm using for the May horoscopes. I'm going to write those, the weeklies for May next week, as well as the monthly for June. I'm trying to stay ahead on these horoscopes. This way they don't run my life and I get to roam free for a couple of weeks and then stay in one place, write a whole bunch of horoscopes. Horoscopes are the most challenging thing to write. They're more challenging than fiction because I have to condense so much into so little space. They're worth every bit of the money for the value that I put into them. This is a lot of original astrology work and, let's say, deep understanding of these charts, this being the chart for the new moon a little more than 1 week from now. Now, I was looking at the Jupiter. Here it is. Jupiter enters. Here's the chart for Jupiter. I just sit there at Io and I print out like anything that might look like an interesting chart for the month. And then I mark them up, light touch this month, but I mark them up and I sketch in all the aspects I'm planning to read and add a couple of extra planets, sometimes a lot of extra planets, and then basically sort them out into which week is going to be which horoscope, and then tell you a story. It is all about telling you a story, and the thing is that because it's astrology and we have that in common as common ground, it might really resonate for you, and also there is actual information coming from these planets, but it takes a combination of a gift, a lot of dedication, and a lot of practice to get that. So, among the major events of May is Jupiter entering Gemini on May 25th. Through much of the month, Venus will be in Taurus, its domicile. And Mars will be in Aries, its domicile. So we're going to have that going on. But I think that the big event of May happens on Sunday, April 27th, and that is Sedna entering Gemini. So the article this week addresses matters of the relationship of your mind to the AI and digital environment and the relationship of individual minds in the AI and digital environment when this spreads into the collective or when the collective starts to have influence on people. And that influence that the collective digital environment is having on people is symbolized by Pluto in Aquarius. Pluto, this unstoppable, highly condensed, concentrated, stop at nothing force coming through Aquarius, which is a almost perfect representation of the digital realm. So we've got a lot of this, a lot of this going on. Let's see what a couple of other things are here. We've got the new moon. We've got Mars entering Taurus. That happens in June. The solstice, that happens in June. I'm going out to June to start getting the June columns going early. Here's what I wanted to tell you about. Here really, I think, is one of the most important breaking news, upcoming updates in terms of astrology, if we ever get one of these things onto CNN, is that on the 29th, that is next week, I believe 28th Monday, 29th Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, and in the days approaching, like starting from right this minute, Mars is approaching a conjunction to Neptune. Let me show you what that looks like. I don't have it blown up big on a chart, but it's not that hard to see. Right in, see that? Let's get a pointer. That's Mars. You can tell. It's cock and balls. That's Neptune. You can tell it's a trident. These symbols, by the way, are all common sense. They're all common sense things. You know what all these energies are. All you're doing when you're studying astrology is you're assigning them names, you're assigning them symbols, and then reading the astrology is about putting them into the context of one another. All righty. So the combination of Mars, which is forward motion, thrust, assertiveness, desire, plus Neptune, that's the little trident. See that there? They're in a conjunction, see 28, 28, like that. Is potentially self-destructive. It also wants to have a heck of a lot of fun. I mean, Mars, Neptune is like, let's try any drug. Ooh, let's try that beverage. And then let's try that beverage. And then, well, I feel fine enough to drive. That's not a good idea. In fact, under the influence of Mars and Neptune, it is certainly tempting to experiment with mind-altering substances, but you want to err on the side of less. The motto, less is more, is a good concept to remember for the use of recreational mind-altering substances. And the combination of Mars adding all that fire and that ignition to gaseous, potentially flammable, highly sensitive Neptune is a potentially dangerous combination. It's also a combination where you can get a lot of juice out of your imagination. It is fabulous for things like music. It is going to inspire some very strange dream activity. But the cautionary side of it, it is potentially self-destructive, and it is potentially both self-deceptive and deceptive. And so you want to also err on the side of telling the truth. It might even be a good idea to kind of give that an aspect a day to be behind you if you've got to have some important conversation. And also, the truth is pre-founded on not having important conversations on anything like wine, alcohol, weed, whatever it might be. You want to be sober and in a kind of somewhat straight-edge state of mind to have any kind of important relationship conversations about important shared goals or sex or money, so that you can trust what you're saying and what you're doing. These things all alter our judgment a little bit. And so I think that they can be a lot of fun and potentially even a good idea, but you don't want to intentionally use them in situations where it's just not good if your judgment is altered. And that would include doing things like driving, not a good idea. Plus, it's very difficult to handle yourself in stressful situations. Now, of course, the thing is that there are some people who can never risk being in a state of mind where their judgment might not be fully there and fully present. Let's say, for example, you're part of some kind of an emergency response team, and your tones might go off at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you were drinking until three and you went to bed. You're not going to be in good shape to do that. So there are people who just have to always be in a level-headed state of mind at all times, 24 hours a day. Maybe you're not one of them. So anyway, that is my pitch for Mars conjunct Neptune again. That is exact on Tuesday, but Neptune has a very, very wide orb of influence in both time and in space. So the time orb is wide. We're under its influence right now. And so that is a good time to just take it easy and be cool. Designate a driver in this kind of thing. I'm the perfect designated driver. Anybody needs to get anywhere in the Hudson Valley. I don't like doing anything outside and anything mind-altering outside of the house. So I leave sober, and therefore I come home sober based on that. So that is my basic message for you. We can celebrate the fact that we are beyond this eclipse. It has been a real circus. The full moon was on Tuesday, so the first lunation after the end of a major cycle of eclipses is the official end of the cycle. This Mercury retrograde will be working out for a few days. Mercury is going to be in shadow phase for nearly a month. I think by my calculation, when Mercury enters Taurus on the 15th, that is really the all clear signal. So I didn't mention this, but Mercury has got to pass through all the places where it was. That means it's going to make another conjunction to Chiron. It's going to make another conjunction to Eris. And that means there may be some replay, and there also may be opportunities to reconsider and reevaluate things that have happened over the course of the past 2 months. All right, so that's the current astrology. The mid-year reading is going to happen. The mid-year reading is going to be called Trust Yourself. It will be part astrology reading and, as usual, part motivational presentation, self-esteem building. I am the cheapest date in town for this kind of work, and I do very, very good work. I spent the evening last night with my former therapist and therapy teacher and now longtime friend, Joseph Trousseau, and sat in the presence, and we told some old stories, and I was just so grateful that I have had really 3 decades to know and work with this person. I've had some other very wise teachers and have learned how to be a grounded presenter and how to kind of do a kind of assimilation of hybridization of therapy and astrology. But it's not therapy. It's something better, and I have the superpower of the astrology to be able to see things that are otherwise very difficult to see, and, as I say, a cheap date. So look for promo for Trust Yourself. Monday, I'll also be doing the Taurus reading called Taurus Ocean. So if you've got a birthday coming up, or your Taurus rising, or you just have a thing for Taurus, or Pisces, but I have a thing for Taurus. Or if you have a partner, boyfriend, girlfriend who is a Taurus, you will appreciate, enjoy, and benefit from this reading from the Astrology Studio series. These readings are priced to be affordable, and therefore you can really indulge yourself if you want. They're all included in the Backstage Pass. All right, that is what I have to say to you tonight. I think I am done with Planet Waves, and now I can get ready to move on to Planet Waves FM. That's my task for approximately the next 24 hours. Hot program coming tomorrow. We're going to go back over Love Canal. I'm going to talk about the documentary that I saw pre-screened on Sunday at the State Capitol in Albany, and then watched along with many other people on Monday night. What else have I got? Just a lot of good, juicy stuff going on. I'm going to read the chart of the press conference where the fraudulent HIV AIDS theory was announced by the United States federal government on April 23rd, 2024. Haven't read that chart publicly yet. I've been looking at it for years. Now is the time to read it. And Tantra Studio on garden variety bisexuality. That's my idea of a joke. I'll explain to you why I think that's funny, unless you get why the phrase garden variety bisexuality is funny. I think it is. All right. So till next time, thank you for watching, listening, subscribing. Subscriptions to Planet Waves on Substack are up. That is a good and beautiful thing. I love doing this. Help make it easy for me. Taking advantage of my work is the way to do that. Thank you, Eli, for producing these videos and updating the YouTube channel every day. And DMAD's back for keeping an eye on our money here at Planet Waves. The proofreaders, the accounting team, lots of love, and bye for now.